Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen, and I will be with you for the next half hour here on the Cube, 88.9 FM, here right in the Townships. And it's another special edition of the Townships at 12 today. Today, I will be interviewing Canadian musician Terry Joe Banjo. Terry Joe is based in Montreal, but he will be doing a concert at the Piggery Theatre in North Hatley, coming this Friday, August 15th at 8 p.m. He has performed at the Piggery before, but this time he will be doing a special tribute show. It's a tribute to Bob Dylan, and basically, we will hear Bob Dylan songs with a bluegrass style. The show is called Bobgrass. So we will start the show today with a piece called Ode to Banjo, and it's by Terry Joe. And I wanted to start with this tune to introduce everyone to Terry Joe's talent. If you've ever wondered what would happen if Bob Dylan's legendary songs took a trip down a country road and found themselves in the heart of bluegrass, you're about to find out. This Friday, August 15th, the Piggery Theatre in North Hatley will be filled with the twang of banjo strings. the stomp of a bluegrass beat, and the unforgettable poetry of Dylan's lyrics. The man bringing it all together is none other than Terry Joe Banjo, a musician with a passion for putting a fresh spin on timeless tunes. He's here with us today to talk about the upcoming show, why Dylan works so well in bluegrass, and what audiences can expect on Friday night. Maureen Dylan Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Terry Joe Banjo to the Townships at 12. Now, Terry Joe and his show, they will be performing at the Piggery Theater in North Hatley coming up this Friday, the 15th at 8 p.m. So welcome, Terry Joe.
Oh, so great to be here.
Now, for listeners who...
Hello, everybody out there.
For listeners who may not have seen you perform before, can you tell us a bit about your style and your background in bluegrass music?
All right, well, I go by the name Terry Joe Banjo because you guessed it, I play the banjo. I play in the old-time frailing style, a little bit of three-finger scrug style. But I played the Piggery before. Back in the day, I did a tribute to Pete Seeger, my other hero. And now I'm going with my amazing cohort, Pat Loisel, who plays mandolin, dobro, guitar, harmonica. And we're doing a tribute to Bob Dylan, which we go by the Witch Riders, but we're going to be calling it Bob Grass. We're taking my two favorite things, Bob Dylan's songwriting and my favorite music, bluegrass, and putting them together. So those who love Bob Dylan will love the show, and those who love bluegrass will love the show. We also have our friend Kevin Baker backing us up on bass, holding down the fort.
Okay, sounds great. Now, what inspired you to take Bob Dylan's songs, so rooted in folk and rock, and reimagine them in the bluegrass style?
Well, a lot of his songs actually fit perfectly. We didn't have to tweak too much. Some, you know, we sped up and gave it a little bit of more of a 2-4 drive. But on the most part, a lot of the songs we're doing are as is. When I first started playing guitar, I on the acoustic guitar, I was pretty much a Bob Dylan songbook. So many of the songs I did, and so I just had to dust off some of the cobwebs in my brain and rehash some of those songs. And especially after we all went to see an advanced screening of the movie with Timothée Chalamet, and I was re-inspired to think, hey, let's do this. I still got all these songs in my head, so let's reimagine them in the bluegrass style. And the boys were on board, and away we went, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
That's great. Now, can you give us a bit of a sneak peek at some of the Dylan songs you'll be performing?
Well, of course, you got to do some of the big hits, like a Rolling Stone and Mr. Tambourine Man, Blowing in the Wind, et cetera, et cetera. And then me being the Dylan file that I am, you got some obscure songs that people have probably never heard unless they got some of those box sets, such as Wallflower, A Man on the Street, A Hobo Song, and we're even doing a couple instrumentals like the Nashville Skyline Rag. And then we do I Want You in an instrumental style. So a whole gamut of different things. We've got some, you know, long poetic songs and some short story songs and some long story songs and some short poetic songs, because that's what Dylan's discography consists of.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, how does the process work when you adapt a Dylan song into bluegrass? Is it about changing the arrangement, the rhythm?
Well, first and foremost, it's adding banjo where you can, for me anyways. But like I said, a lot of the songs that we choose pretty much have a certain drive to it already. You know, and then sometimes I'll take a song and maybe give it a 3-4 waltz time. Sometimes it'll be exactly as is, except the instrumentation, instead of just Bob Dylan with a guitar and a harmonica, or when he went electric and had an electric guitar, the drums, and having the B3 organ. Now it's just the banjo, the bass, acoustic guitar, and either mandolin or dobro, depending on what instrument we're picking up.
Okay, any particular Dylan lyrics that you feel especially shine in the bluegrass interpretation?
Well, A Man on the Street and Only a Hobo are two more obscure songs, and I heard them and I'm like, this is great, and it's just as prevalent today with the homeless problem that we have, as it was back in 62 when he wrote it. And, you know, we feel like it sounds like the Stanley Brothers singing, and doesn't even feel like a Bob Dylan song. Other times, you know, playing Blown in the Wind, one of the most covered songs in the world, you're just doing my take on it. You know, obviously I'm playing harmonica like Bob Dylan, but I'm doing my trailing banjo behind it, and then the boys come in, and we got our own take on Blown in the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a song that a bass player sings called Tangled Up in Blue, but we turn it into Tangled Up in Bluegrass.
Okay, that's interesting. You'll be performing at the Piggery Theater in North Hatley. Now, what does this mean to you to bring this show to that venue?
Well, I've played the Piggery before, and it's one of the more amazing places that you can play, because, you know, sometimes we've played in bars and cafes, and, you know, I've noticed with the Bob Dylan tribute that a lot of people are there as Dylan fans, and they're hanging on to every word and are enjoying our interpretations. But when you play the Piggery, you can hear a pin drop when you play, and there's something about playing to such an appreciative and attentive audience that as musicians, we always pour our heart and soul into every song that we do, and it's just nice to be appreciated when you do finish a song. And Piggery is the place to do that. So when I first thought of doing this project, I called them up and said, it's been a while since I've played there. Would you guys be interested in this? And they jumped at the chance, and hopefully there'll be a whole lot of people in and around the area who are interested in what we're doing and come on out and support some bluegrass musicians, because Lord knows we need all the support we can get. And and also those Dylan fans will come out in droves, because, as I said, if you're a Dylan fan, you'll really enjoy what we end up doing to Dylan songs.
Okay. Now, while you first discovered Bob Dylan music, what impact has that had on you as a musician in general?
Well, first of all, I mean, we all know how some people love Bob Dylan's voice and some people hate Bob Dylan's voice. Well, when I heard him sing, I was like, well, if he can pull it off, maybe I can too. It gives you that that realization that if you just sing from your heart and soul, that anybody can sing and everybody should sing. Mind you, it takes a while before everybody can sing. So there was that aspect. But obviously, some of his lyrics are just so poignant. And if you're going through a breakup, if you're falling in love, if you have political leanings, it seems like he says it perfectly and exactly as it was needed to be said. So you can't sing these songs as if you wrote them yourself, because his songs are just come across as universal.
Okay, interesting. Now, Bob Dylan, Seeger, you mentioned there are influences in your bluegrass music. Any other musicians influenced you?
Pete Seeger. Well, of course, those are my two big ones, because Pete Seeger is kind of one. When an old high school teacher gave me a Pete Seeger how to play the five-string banjo when I first started off, that kind of set me off into learning the whole Fairling style. And Bob Dylan was one. I cut my teeth on learning Bruce Springsteen and Bryan Adams songs. But as I discovered Dylan and then read about then Woody Guthrie, who is Dylan's last idol, came into play, and that as I discovered Bob Dylan, I became more of a folkie, and I discovered Woody Guthrie even more so. That led me to Pete Seeger, and Pete Seeger led me to several banjo players, and then when you enter the bluegrass world, there's your old school Latin Scruggs, Bill Monroe, the Stanley Brothers, and then for me, I saw a banjo player by the name of David Holt from North Carolina when I was at the Vancouver Folk Festival. And when I saw him fail, I'm like, that's the style I want to concentrate on. And I actually got to meet him and go to his house and trade licks. And that was a great thing, because when you meet your heroes, it's one thing. But when you actually get to play with them, you hold that dear to your heart.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Okay, I mean, you're coming to the Piggery this Friday, the 15th. You'll be playing at 8 o'clock. And how can people follow your music online?
Well, that's the thing. Being a banjo player, I'm kind of a Luddite. I used to have a website and everything else, but I've let that all slide away. But I guess on Facebook is where I kind of post things now. The young kids don't even go on Facebook. They're all TikToking and Instagramming. I've got to get my computer skills together and get out there more in that aspect. But to me, the whole live music is where it's at. So the best way is just come out and see us play. And if you like us, then hopefully we'll get our act together and get more stuff out on YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. And people will come out and support us wherever and whenever we play.
Okay, now for people who may not be a diehard Dylan fan, why should they come to this tribute show?
Well, if you like acoustic music, if you like harmonies, if you like a driving banjo, if you enjoy just good songs done in a good old-fashioned style, then you'll be pleasantly surprised. Most people are drawn to acoustic music, and when you get to see it live and hear it live, you feel like you're home.
Mm-hmm. Now, if Bob Dylan himself walked into the Piggery Theater on August 15th, what song would you play for him first?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I think doing those more obscure songs, he'd be like, oh, I haven't even thought of that song in years. So doing like Man on the Street would definitely be one that would, I think, would tickle him, you know, because I think, yeah, he's heard many people do Blowing in the Wind and Like a Rolling Stone, which would definitely do for him. But those more obscure songs, and maybe our version of With God on Our Side, where I updated his history lesson into a more modern day thing, giving a little Trumpism in there. Is he? Does he have God on our side? On his side? We'll find out.
Okay, that's interesting. Terry Joe Banjo coming to the Piggery Theater in North Hatley this Friday the 15th. Be playing at 8 p.m. Now, the Piggery Theater, located at 215 Samard Street in St. Catherine de Hatley. And give them a call. Reserve your tickets, 819-842-2431. Any other, anything else you'd like to add, Terry Joe, before we go?
Yeah, I just hope that everybody in Easton Townships comes down and checks out the Wood Shredders tribute to Bob Dylan. Our Bobgrass tribute is just what the doctor ordered in these trying times. I can almost say money back guarantee, because I'm sure anybody who comes out is going to enjoy the show.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Well, thanks very much, and all the best in your music.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the the sky. Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
A song from Bob Dylan, Blowing in the Wind. Some community events coming up. There is a benefit for Moshack, and that is a hot dog lunch. And that happens on Saturday, August 16th in the Queen Square in Lennoxville. Starts at 11 a.m. and goes into 2 p.m. And again, that is for the Moshack. And check out the Lennoxville Library this summer. Always lots going on there. New books, activities, Living Ideas Book Club, new bird watching kits, etc. So that is the Lennoxville Library. And next up, we have a few community event announcements for you here. The Hut in Lennoxville, the ANAF, Unit 318. The next unit meeting is on Wednesday, September 24, 7 p.m. It's open to all members. Your chance to find out all the things going on and have your say. Country Music with Sid Aulis every Sunday in August, 1:30 p.m., $10 admission. You must be 18 years and over. Horseshoe Tournament coming up on Saturday, August 16th, starting at 1:30 p.m., open to all and bring a partner. A hut is available for rent of the hall. Contact the calendar director, Nina, at ninars24@gmail.com. That's ninars24@gmail.com. Now, darts, military whist, cribbage, shuffleboard, billiards, benefit dances, outstanding museum, and a calm place to sit and socialize. Open to all the community, all these things and more brought to you by the members of the Anavets number 318. Volunteers are always needed for many of the projects they have going. Step up, get involved. 72 years of serving our veterans and our community. So definitely a worthwhile project, some place to get involved with. And that is the Hut in Lennoxville. And lots of farmers markets going on in the townships here. The one in Lennoxville goes every Saturday, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. until October. There's one in Ayerscliff. It opens at 10:30 a.m. on Saturdays and closes at 12:30 p.m. And Marché de la Gare in Sherbrooke, it's open on Saturdays. I believe it opens at 9 and it goes until 6 p.m. And those are just some of the farmers markets here in the townships. And we are in August, so that is fair time. The Cookshire Fair on from August 14th to August 17th. The Ayerscliff Fair, it's on from August 21st to the 24th. And the Richmond Fair is on from September 19th to the 22nd. And lots of other fairs coming up here in the townships too. So check those out. Always a lot of fun.
Well, I sing you a song, it ain't very long, about an old man he never done wrong. How he died, nobody can say. They found him dead in the street one day. Well, a crowd gathered one fine morn at the man whose clothes and shoes were torn. There on the sidewalk he did lay. They stopped and stared and they went their way. Well, a policeman come and he looked around. Get up, old man, or I'm taking you down. He jabbed him once with his bully club. The old man then rolled off the curb. While he jabbed him again and loudly said, call the wagon, this man is dead. The wagon come, they loaded him in. I never saw the man again. Well, you did fair long about an old man who never done wrong. How he died, nobody could say. They found him dead in the street one day.
Another one from Bob Dylan, Man on the Street. And next up, we have some health news here for you on the Townships at 12. And this is good information, especially regarding the heat waves we've been in lately here in the townships. So when temperatures soar, heat waves can put serious stress on the body. Prolonged exposure to extreme heat can lead to dehydration, heat exhaustion, and even life-threatening heat stroke. To stay safe, drink water regularly. Don't wait until you feel thirsty. Avoid alcohol and excessive caffeine, as they can worsen dehydration. Wear light, loose-fitting clothing and seek out shade or air-conditioned spaces, especially during the hottest hours between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Check on older adults, young children, and anyone with chronic health conditions, as they are more vulnerable. And remember, never leave people or pets in a parked car, even for a short time. Recognizing the early signs of heat-related illness like dizziness, nausea, and rapid heartbeat can save lives. I'd like to thank my guest today, Terry Jo Banjo, who will be performing at the Piggery Theater this Friday, August 15th at 8 p.m. Call the Piggery to reserve at 819-842-2431. That's the Piggery, 819-842-2431. Thanks for listening, everybody. Remember that the Townships at 12 will be back at the regular times at the end of August. But I seem to be doing a few special summer editions of the show, as our listeners have reached out to me to do a few interviews. Thanks again, Terry Jo Banjo, for the interview, and don't miss this show this Friday at the Piggery. Stay safe and stay cool.
You got a friend. Troubles, well, I got them too. There ain't nothing I wouldn't do for you. If we get together, we can see it through. 'Cause you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Well, you got a friend.